The third kinah, Hillel Zayiv Koyim. This kinah talks about the need to cry tonight. Rabbi Schechter likes to note that this is something that's very, very difficult to cry over. First, this as Avelus Yeshana, mourning from years and years ago, things that we haven't experienced and haven't, we didn't take part in. And it takes a lot of work to think about what's missing. What are we missing? What are we missing also in our inner circle? And what are we missing in our own personal lives? Each paragraph in this kinah gives extremely graphic details on why exactly we're crying on this evening. And it's healthy to cry, even if we don't fully understand what exactly happened. The kinah further discusses that we are like almanos chayos. We're like widows that are alive, referring to us as being married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still very much present. Hashem is everywhere. Yet for some reason we feel really distant from Him. We talk a lot about Kirvas Elokim, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as how sometimes we feel extremely distanced from Him and not close to Him at all when tragedy falls upon us. And maybe that's why the mourning and the avelus is so difficult for us tonight and tomorrow. The last time there was a war here in the summer, at Yisrael Kol was here in 2014. There were stories in which, unfortunately, soldiers were killed and their bodies were never recovered. And families to this day are continuing to mourn because there's no real closure yet. And maybe so too by us. The avelus is so difficult because we don't have that closure as to what it really was to lose this, to lose the precious gems that we had, and all the opportunities that we had. Or even worse, as some of us, some of you guys were zochet to be by Shlomo Kanievsky, Rosh Kiryas Melech this week, and he explained b'shem his grandfather, the sniper goes that why are we mourning? And he explained b'shem his grandfather that the we're mourning, we're being noeg avelus from the fact that we don't even understand what we're mourning about. That's the ultimate tragedy. We don't have that real authentic feel to understand what we once had. The kinah concludes with the five big tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av. The Klal Yisrael finally accepting the news of the evil report that the Meraglim gave. And the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the revolt of Bar Kokhba, and when Terence Rufus had Yerushalayim raised. Tonight, it's okay to cry, even if we don't understand how severe these tragedies really were. B'leil Zeh Yivkayim.